Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. Website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Today we're looking for some encouragement and some wisdom from the Psalms and Proverbs, and we're ready for chapter 29. And I don't want to mess around this morning. I just want to jump right in. And so let's begin with Psalm chapter 29. Verse 1. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Verse 2, it really gives a picture of worshiping God through holiness, through walking upright, to walking in righteousness and holiness. Verse 2 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. The Hallelujah Scriptures version says, ascribe to Yehovah the esteem of his name. Bow yourselves to Yehovah in the splendor of Kodeshah, which means holiness. Give glory. Give unto the Lord. O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. And then I like verse 11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace is an invaluable thing. You know, especially in a world filled with chaos and madness, to have peace is a supernatural blessing. And his people are filled with peace because we do not fear, except we fear the Lord. But there's no reason to fear this world. It's passing away. But our Savior has overcome the world. And so let us be filled with peace. And let us worship God through righteousness, through holiness. You know, we are to be a living sacrifice to God. And a living sacrifice, what it means is you're denying the flesh. You're making war with the flesh. You're taking up your cross every day and following after him and denying yourself. And repenting of your sins. And his people will find peace. Let's move on to Proverbs. Proverb chapter 29. Verse 1. King James Bible. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Wouldn't you say that that's a verse of truth that just about every culture in the world right now can relate to? Let me read that again. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And we are living in a time and a generation where the wicked definitely beareth rule. And it definitely causes us to mourn. Verse 3. Whosoever loveth wisdom rejoiceth with his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. The king by judgment establishes the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it. A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and pray and rejoice. The righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. Those who are truly walking in righteousness, walking in holiness, filled with the Spirit of God, they consider the needs of the poor, the causes of the poor. It's part of in their heart, in their DNA. The wicked could care less. Now, you'll see the wicked pretend to care about the poor, but it's always for selfish motives. Moving forward. Verse 8. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. Verse 11, it's about keeping your mouth shut, quite simply. And we all know those people, right? They just can't keep their mouth shut. Everything that comes to mind has to come out of their mouth. Here's what it's, let's read that again. A fool uttereth all his mind. In other words, he says everything that comes into his mind. But a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. Verse 12, if a ruler hearkeneth to lies, all his servants are wicked. The poor and deceitful man meet together. The Lord lighteneth both their eyes. The king that faithfully judgeth the poor, his throne shall be established forever. There's a lot of, in this particular proverb, there's a lot of wisdom about how you treat the poor. And in this instance, he's saying the king that faithfully judges the poor, in other words, gives them right judgment, his throne shall be established forever. The rod and the reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Don't discipline your children. That's what will be coming. Verse 16, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. That's a proverb of hope right there, right? When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, which we're seeing that, right? We see that right before our very eyes. The wicked are multiplying and multiplying and multiplying, but the righteous shall see their fall. Verse 17, correct thy son, he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. It's really a companion to verse 15. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. There's another one. Verse 20, it's another one about, you know, if you're quick to talk, if you're quick to utter the things coming into your mind. There's more hope for a fool than there is for you. Let's read that again. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at the length. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul, and he heareth cursing, and bewrayeth it not. The fear of a man bringeth a snare, but whosoever put his trust in the Lord shall be safe. We just talked about trusting in the Lord and not fearing men, right? And he gives us peace. This verse here says, the fear of a man bringeth a snare. So, those who are living in fear. But whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Verse 26, many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. In other words, God is control. You may be seeking the favor of somebody in authority, but at the end of the day, it's coming from the Lord, whether it be judgment or whatever. Let's read it again. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. Verse 27, last verse. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. And isn't that the truth? I mean, just take a look around. The wicked absolutely hate those who follow after Christ. Those who walk in righteousness and holiness, they hate it. It's an abomination to them because they want you to embrace and not just be tolerant of their wickedness and their perversions, but they want you to celebrate it. And if you do not, if you are upright in your ways, it's an abomination to them. It's disgusting to them. They hate it. Just like their ways are an abomination to us. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. You know, the world hates us, friends. The world absolutely hates us. And when I say us, I mean those who follow after Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who walk in righteousness and holiness. You know, you're like I've said it before, when you're really filled with the Spirit, when you're really living this out, you don't have to use words because you're like a light on a hilltop. You walk into a room, your light shines on the wicked, like, and you see them scatter and frown like cockroaches. Here's what Jesus said about the world hating you. And by the way, if the world loves you, if you get along great with the whole world, then the question is, are you really walking after Christ in every aspect of your life? Here's what Jesus said about this. Verse 18. If the world hate you, this is from John chapter 15, starting with verse 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you were not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my father also. By the way, folks, anyone who blasphemes Jesus, who hates the Lord Jesus Christ, hates the Father also. This is a concept people do not want to grasp, especially if you're talking about people who are Jewish, as an example, who spit at the name of Yeshua. People think, well, that they, you know, they still know the Father God. Well, what does this say? He that hateth me hateth my Father also. You can't know God the Father and reject his Son at the same time. And it goes for all walk of life. Here's the real deal. Jesus is the only way. It's the only way. And I feel like I bring that up about every podcast now, where I have to say, Jesus is the only way. Because we are living in an age where not only does the world hate us, but we're surrounded by all these different sects and cults of Christianity that have all these different mystical ways to get to God. Or it's an old lie that you get to God by perfectly observing the Torah, or you get to God by following some man who has a new revelation, who heard from an angel, and they're adding to the Bible. It's Jesus, friends. It's Jesus. And if you really believe that and you really walk that out, Jesus is saying the world is going to hate you. And he says, anybody who doesn't know me, they don't know my Father also either. As a matter of fact, if they hate me, they also hate my Father. Verse 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not sinned. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from my Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. So the complete context there is he's talking to his disciples. He's being rejected by his own people. He's saying, they hate me. They hate my Father also. They don't know me. They don't know my Father. And this is all happening so that what's written in the law might be fulfilled, that they hated me without a cause. But here's this blanket statement. If the world hate you, ye know that hated me before it hated you. And I believe that applies to us all of us who are truly, truly wanting to walk with the Lord Jesus. Those of us who are truly wanting to walk in righteousness and holiness before our Father in heaven. Know that the more you look like Jesus, the more pushback you're going to get from the world. But also know that if you do not fear the Lord, but you put all your trust in the Lord, just like the proverb says, he will keep you safe. Well, that's the podcast for this morning. I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that has blessed you. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.